there, you have plenty of stone and rock. Did you ever make fences?
Yes, people did make fences.
Did you call them rock?
Rock fences. That's a rock fence.
I'd like to ask you about between mountains. You have three hills. You have the hollow.
The hollow. Mm-hmm. That's a hollow.
Did they ever call it a notch?
Never heard it.
Would you ever notch wood?
Yes.
So the word is.
The word is does exist for some things, but not for a mountain.
The size apparently is, I think. Well, I hate to say it from my point of view, but I think I've got other questions.
Okay, all right. It's been interesting to me because we've covered some things that I hadn't even thought of in so long.
you really were very, very helpful. Those things came back to you very easily. This is great. I hope it's not inhibiting to you to know that we covered about 1,200 items, so I certainly appreciate the time you gave me.
Well,
it wasn't too exhausting. Do you have anything else you'd like to add, recollections, or any points about the history of the area that you'd like to add?
Well, the only thing that I would like to say is Mena is named for the Queen Wilhelmina that came here and built the hotel on top of Rich Mountain in the beginning.
Would you describe that? That is really very interesting.
Yes.
And also, would you describe this same trail that I gather is also named?
The Talamina Drive. At one time, the Talamina Drive was just a narrow road that went up the mountain, and it was very rough and rocky, and you could hardly get over it with a car, and that hasn't been too many years ago. But they have it paved now, and it is a good road, and they have these scenic places, you know, where you stop, and oh, you can just see for miles and miles and miles. It's a beautiful drive.
That's the 88th trail?
It's actually an extension of the main street out here. You just go right up the mountain. No, 88 goes out west.
I see. I thought the drive went all the way to Oklahoma.
It does. It does now. In just the last few years, they have taken it all the way across to Oklahoma. They may be calling it 88. I'm not positive that it is not 88. But I've just known it as Talamina Drive. But it does go all the way over into Oklahoma. It's beautiful.
I want to certainly take it. Mm-hmm. Want to leave. Now, would you give me the background on this Queen Wilhelmina story?
Well, she came from Holland and built this hotel on the mountain for her friends who would come there in the summertime. I don't know if she was charging. This was in the beginning when the hotel was first built. I assume she charged for keeping, you know, from staying there. But they carried the material up the mountain to build that thing with on donkeys. There was no road up the mountain when they first built it. And when they would come here on the Kansas City Southern, a train, and they would get off and they would take them up the mountain on the donkeys. There was no road to begin with. Then she died, evidently, or at least she didn't come back here anymore. The hotel was just ruins, and it just grew up in weeds and brush and everything. Well, the state took it over, and how the state got it, I don't know, because it was at one time privately owned.